Of Revelation Revolution, where we invite you to be part of the solution. What are you doing in your own life to control your existence? How much are you depending on something outside yourself to provide the things that you need? These are the things that we try to address. This station is just wonderful. Republic Broadcasting makes it available, makes the time available for people to actually talk and interact and to bring issues that a lot of people just don't want to touch these issues. Who's running the show? Who's doing what to who? And more detail than you can get with a lot of these shows. So that's all wonderful. But here's the question I have. What are you going to do about it? Because to the extent you look at the problem and just keep going along with it, we see Joe Biden stole the election. We're how long are we going to put up with this? I mean, we really think we're going to last to 2024 at the rate of the invasion and the shortages? It's a war of attrition. They've got your boats sitting out on either coast, the Chinese in control of a deep port harbors and the shipping yards. I mean, this is insane, but we're doing it to ourselves. I have a guest today. Kelby Smith is with us again today. And the reason that I have Kelby on, and I have him on regularly, all the things that we listen to about what's happening, that does not help you or change your life. What Kelby is talking about, now this will change your life. This will put you in the driver's seat. And it's such a much more comfortable way to live as you look at the people fretting about, oh, they're going to mandate vaccines, or, oh, the Supreme Court says I have to do this, or the IRS, that's a perfect example. The IRS, come this summer, you won't be able to interact with them unless you face scan and finger scan and do all this stuff so they can get all this data that they're going to use against you. And you won't be able to get your money back if you don't interact with them in that capacity. Well, my idea is don't give them your money. Instead of trying to figure out how to get it back or how to try to figure out to obey somebody that's not your God, not your mother or father, not that they have the right to rule you over the age of 20, Why are we twisting ourselves inside out to obey these people? So Kelby gives us a path, a direction, a set of activities that you can engage in to cancel contracts, make it clear, not even cancel them because they're not real contracts, but to make it clear who is your authority, who's your boss, and who controls your existence in this time and space. Your body is your gift to you, God's gift to you. And to control that body, that's your job. And to the extent you don't want to do the job, that's fine. But all those, it's kind of like how we're talking about who's controlling the entertainment industry, all the smutty, perverted stuff. But you control your child. You don't have to have a TV on in that house. You don't have to have a cell phone in that child's hand running all that smut and stuff through their mind. That's your fault. So it sucks that it's out there, but there's always evil out there. The question is, what are we, the free men and women of America, the free kings of America? That's how this country was established. The states were sovereign. They created the federal government, which has rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage and control the maids and the butlers for the purpose of serving you, not serving you up to the foreign, you know, elite that is picking the meat off the bones of this country. So, Kelby, come on in. I've got Kelby Smith with me today, and he's going to go through and help sort this out and help you figure out some steps that you can take to change your life right now. So how are you doing, awesome. Kelby?
I'm doing great, man. What a great introduction. Thank you so much. You know, I think people have convoluted this, and I think people have just given way too much power to the structures that are masquerading as governments called corporations. And I just want people to realize just how little power they have. And so let's talk about that. Let's talk about how little power they have. And I know you want to think that they're the all-powerful, all-omnipotent, and glorious government, biggest government in the face of the earth. But I want you to realize something. Their first move was to try to trick people. They had to lie. Let's just talk about the vaccines, or let's talk about the plandemic just for a minute. They had to lie about everything to get to a point where September, I think it was 15th, the governing body that approves all of the vaccines, Federal Drug Administration, said Pfizer's approved and wrote this approval letter. And then Biden, the same day, as if 315 million vaccines were ready to go, the approved ones, lied to the people and said, now you all have to take them. But what did he do? He went after the people that he could control, which are who? The corporations. He can't control people. So he took the largest corporations, the ones that had over 100 employees, the ones that would be worried about losing their corporate sponsorship, about losing their tax credits, about losing whatever, or their right to conduct business in their mind. And he took all those and he made a mandate. And you go look at the definition of mandate. There's nothing about it that is something that must be upheld. It's something that must be accepted by the mandatee. And there's a mandator. And it's an offer and an acceptance. Without the mandatee accepting, there is no mandate. It's right. It's like a trust. There's a truster and there's a trustee. It's the DMV. You go on and sign your application. You're saying, I accept all of this. And you're authorizing them to do whatever they want to do if you have a 0.08 alcohol level or higher. Here's the point I'm trying to make. And everybody that's listening, please really get this. It's called quit the corporation, because that's all you've done. You got tricked into believing the United States is synonymous with the United States of America. The United States only has jurisdiction in the District of Columbia, 9 U.S.C. 307H. When you get that through your head, you're going to realize that Ben Franklin, the founders, were not United States citizens. So how does the United States Corporation get jurisdiction over American? Well, they made every single American in this nation think that to be a good citizen, you must apply for a Social Security number in 1935. They made every good American pledge their children onto the altar of securities, buy out, call it whatever you want, and give their children on the altar of let's invest and divide and give a 2-to-1 ratio return on these bonds, and let's get them to pledge their children over to us. We'll put them in the public. Let's look for the fathers. If the father never shows up and claims the child as the owner of the child, then the child belongs to us. And this is what we have done to ourselves, is failing for a lack of knowledge. And Lauren, it's so easy, because when you realize the only orders that they are giving, the only mandates, which are not even law, that they're giving are to the corporations. It's to the small business owners. Don't let people in unless they're vaxxed and proof of vax card. It's to the small, it's to the airlines. Don't let people travel unless they got a face mask on. And by the way, there is no face mask law, federal law. Every time I boarded an airplane, I basically tell them, I said, you're not telling the truth. There is no federal law that requires a mask. There's a mandate, and it's not law. They got to represent properly. And that's why they have to say, you could be fined up to X, and you could be forbidden from flying on this airline again. Now, that they can control, but they're not going to put you in prison. They're not going to kick you off the flight midair. None of that, because you're going to land and you're never going to fly Delta again. That they can control. So the idea is, why are we putting up with these corporations telling us what we can and cannot do? If they want business, great. If they don't, great. I think that the airlines are so subsidized, and this was the plan of attack from the beginning. This is 30, 40, 50-year-old plan. They went after all the airports, all the way down to your local municipal airports. They repaved them on a $3 million grant, and then they said, you must do these instructions from here on. Los Angeles Airport became the Los Angeles International Airport. It became an international venue, international jurisdiction. So all these things that we think are mandates, laws, they're really nothing more than suggestions with a glorified, hey, you know, we're going to fine you. Like, I had a friend go back into Canada, did not have a vaccine card. They put this lady in a hazmat room with eight guys in hazmat suits. Okay. So let's get this right. This horrific virus that you're making everybody wear mandated masks for because it's that violent. You know, this is the fear tactic that they're using that you're going to experience. And here's what I told them. I said, you know, you didn't have to walk in that room. They're like, what? Like, they said, walk this way, and you walk that way. They said, go in this room, and you went in this room. You need to start telling people, no, thank you. Am I free to go? No, thank you. I'm not standing in your line, and you're not penetrating my nose all the way up to my brain with your stupid swab. No, thank you. I'm not testing for crap because I don't have crap, and there isn't a law that says I need to do that. No, thank you. The problem is the majority of the world is putting up with this crap, and 9-year-old girls are getting arrested for walking around in a museum in New York without a vaccination card. Are you kidding me?
That is so sad, because this is where I'm talking to the moms, to the dads, to the people that call themselves Republicans or nationalists or Christians or patriots. What exactly are you serving by obeying illegitimate authority? You cannot rebel against illegitimate authority. If my neighbor tells me to do something, he doesn't have a right to tell me what to do.
You
I don't call that
on the head.
That's called
you
a response.
Just nailed it.
It's an appropriate response to say yes or no or whatever it is that I want to do. But in Bible parlance, what you were saying, come out of her, my people, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And what we are saying is the truth, and it is respected by all governments, federal government, state government. I have not had a problem with people. As long as I say what's true, they back up. I've never had a problem where anybody tried to proceed past the truth. And this is what I want people to understand. You're participating and you're contributing to the destruction of this country as you sit on your butt and you keep giving them your money because you're scared or because you're ignorant. They're using your money. They have taken the COVID money, trillions of dollars, and they're flying illegals into the interior of your country, putting them up in nice hotels and telling your kids to get 2 and 3 jobs to keep paying for these people, 3 million of them just last year, to come in here and live and trying to let them vote. And so you're paying for your own destruction, your lack of willingness to pursue. And if you don't want to do it with Kelby, fine. There's other people, Republic Broadcasting, you've got all kind of opportunity. But what I'm saying to people is we are the cause of the problem, and it will not stop until we stop funding it. These are thieves. These are Satanists and pedophiles. If you think they're going to stop taking your money, that you so freely offer up through your lack of information or your fear. It could just be simple, I'm scared. You know, some people wind up in jail for this. Here's the question. First commandment, have no other gods before me. You're running in fear of another man for what might happen as they destroy your country and your children will have no future, no place to go. Where do you white people think you're going to go? I just really want you to think about this. I'm from four Indian tribes that no longer exist. What were the Indians doing when all those white people were coming in? Fighting with each other? Drinking? Here's some alcohol. Here's some trinkets. Shiny! Here's some beads for you. America's no different. They got all your beads. You got Netflix. You got cell phones. Shiny! You got free money. Oh, okay. Well, so when these people get up in here, what exactly are you going to do? Did the Indians get rid of all those white people? No, they got put in reservations. So all these brown people and you white people with that beaming skin, how are you going to hide your whiteness? Because, see, I'm black. I can blend. People don't know what my children are. You just wouldn't know. But for you white people, if you don't understand that you are the target, that you are being bred out, you are being replaced, and you're paying for it, the least thing you could do is stop paying for your own destruction. I mean, it may happen anyway. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not a prophetess, but I can look at the natural fruit of our activity and know that if we keep laying here while pedophiles and Satanists leave the borders open and take your money to fly foreigners into the center of your country, I can guarantee you that won't work out well for you. So if you're going to fight, fight while you have a chance. And you fight by just standing up in truth, by just walking in the way. And that's the cool thing about this. It requires no protesting. You don't have to fight anybody. You don't have to spend any money or go anywhere. I mean, you do have to spend some money for Kelby. But, you know, you're spending money on your coffee, you spend money on your cable TV, and your dinner's out, and your new clothes every year. So people decide what they're going to put their energy toward. I'm putting my energy toward making myself free, making sure my children are free, making myself prepared for what's coming. So when they do all their craziness, you need an idea to do this, that, and the other. That's fine. I don't need to do it. I've got my own co-op of people that we work together. We trade services. There's all kinds of things we can do, but it starts with this. Stop funding your enemy. Stop funding your destroyer. Have respect for the God that created you. And when he says, have no other gods before me, that includes the judge and the mayor and the governor and the medical, the Fauci. These are not gods, and you shouldn't be treating them as such. But anyway, go ahead, honey. I didn't mean to interrupt that.
Yeah, No. Don't apologize. I love listening to you. Listen, Lauren, we're starting people for $49 a month, meaning we will work on your passport. Just become a VIP member at hisadvocates.org, and we will start on your process right away. You can connect to us just by simply going to hisadvocates.org. You can get our information and get on our call list by texting the word freedom to 855-452-0499. Again, 855-452-0499. Text the word freedom. This is way more simple than people think. We have the ability right now to come back under God as self-governed men and women. We have the ability to say no thank you to the offer of these corporations, these oligarchies that are turning into technocracies, which are in Revelation 17, power structures that have a form of power, but they're not really the government, meaning these Instagram, Facebook, you know, all these power structures that have the ability to lead people down a path of loyalty, down a path to socialism, down a path to transgenderism, down a path to, hey, don't talk to me. You must meow to me because I identify as a cat. I mean, literally, a school teacher got fired this week for this. This is getting so stupid. You know, you want to identify as a woman, but you can't define what the gender woman means. It can mean a lot of different things. They want to focus on all these ideologies that are bull crap. It's you don't have an X chromosome, all right? That's what it is. It's it's you know, you don't have a package. That's what it is. You have a different kind of a package. All right? You want to identify as a man, but you can't grow certain things, you know. You want to identify as a man, yeah, you can take some whatever, but you will never have that specific chromosome that identifies you truly as a man. See, when you die and your bones go into the ground later and they pull the bones out, they're not going to call you a woman if you're a man. Because they're going to run the diagnostics on your bone to determine whether you had an X or Y chromosome, and they're going to determine what your gender was. I'm only saying this. I'm not trying to put people down, because some people are born with both body parts. But guess what? They still have an X or a Y. Some people have to make the choice of whether they want to live out as a woman or as a man, because they're born with both body parts. And those are different scenarios. I have members of our ministry that are that way, and I honor these ladies with that fact. And it's because they were put into this position because their parents were tested on in the 40s. This is sad.
That's what I was going to say. They've had their genetics spoiled, but thing is that we have damage does not mean that we don't respect the value of the genetics of those of us who are still healthy. And these shots are destroying the genetics, and it's an intentional thing. So again, it's, and like you were saying with consent, they have you sign that consent form for the shots that make them not responsible for all the damage that they do to you. So when you have that heart attack or that stroke or the myocarditis and your child dies, you can't sue anybody because you gave your consent. You contracted, and the agreement was you will be responsible for all damage. They get all the power and the benefit. They get to get their test and data information. You just get the death and the funeral costs and the hospital bill. But that's right. What you agreed to by virtue of your ignorance. You have to stop being afraid. God hates a coward, and fear is false evidence appearing real. What they put in front of you, it's verisimilitude, the appearance of truth. These people posing as your governors and as your government, these are not really the authority, but they're posing as such, and you're accepting it. It's like if a captain of the ship, the pirates take over the ship, they kill the captain and replace him with a pirate, put his suit on, and you're just doing what he says because, well, he's wearing the suit. Well, yeah, but that's not the guy. Right. Well, yeah, but he's wearing the suit. Well, yeah, but all the things that he's telling you to do are the opposite of what you used to do and are bad and hurtful, and you can see that. Yeah, but he's wearing the suit. We have outsourced our ability to think for ourselves and have normal responses. And that, a lot of that is going to be these head drugs. You know, I used to sell head drugs. Boy, it'll make you crazy. You'll do things. You'll sacrifice yourself. You'll, you know, all kind of craziness. But it's not normal behavior of a human, where self-preservation is part of the normal activity of a human. You're supposed to attempt to preserve your life, but not anymore. This is a mental state. When the Bible says that you'll be mad at the end times, you'll be mad, upside down. The wrong will be right. Your women and children will run you, and the wild beasts will eat out your substance. That's what's going on. We've just got all this crazy. The men are not standing up in the position of man, because a man has to know the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Instead of, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And for rejecting the truth when it was offered. And so, again, he says, if my people who are called by my name will return to me, will humble themselves and repent and return to me, I will heal their land. He didn't say if everybody did it. He said if my people. So I am talking to the Christians, the people who call themselves Republicans and Christians and conservatives and patriots. I'm talking to you. Your behavior, that energy input into the universe, that forms an energy field, and people see the results, the consequence of it. You'll get these followers, that 90% in the middle, they're either going to follow up or follow down. They're not going to lead. They don't want to. So they need those of us that are willing to learn the truth, walk in it, and show them the way that way. in terms of not get into their private business, but let them see that there is an opportunity to do something that involves no one else, just you do what you need to do, and that the fruit is good. You can see that fruit out of, like, your life, out of the people that you've helped thus far. We live differently. We don't walk in fear. We don't run. We don't need to. And this is what I want people to understand. This is a position of power that you're stepping into. You're not doing something crazy and maybe it'll work. It's not something to work or not work. It's the truth. And you can either step into it and wield that sword of truth or keep laying down, keep hiding, hoping somebody else will fix it while they prepare to destroy you. Because that's what they're doing. They're destroying all your history. They're pulling down your statues. Your children have no memory of being free. And now you've got them gagged up in the schools with masks on. Oh, my goodness. So we have all the power, but I'm trying to make sure people understand you have alternatives. You have choices. And they're good choices. They're powerful. This is not where, you know, maybe you win and maybe you don't, and well, what are people going to say? People aren't going to say anything. It's you know, words mean things. There's a difference between mother and parent. Mothers have property rights. Parents don't. There's a resident.
Mm.
You know, I don't reside. I live. I exist. See what I mean? There's differences in words and meanings and the wordplay. This is what should be being taught in school, but they're not going to teach it. So that's right. Why we have to take the action ourselves and get moving and in a big fat hurry. And $49 a month, I mean, everybody can do that. It's like donating to RBN and republicbroadcasting.org and RBN. Please send donations. The kind of information that you're getting here, it took years for him to assemble this information. I've been looking at this information for 20 years. So it's not without effort, and a workman is worth his hire.
Start. Hey, by the way, on that, I didn't know this, but for months there was a group of people trying to seek me out. I ended up signing a deal last month, and it'll be set up by the end of this month. His Advocates is going to have a channel on Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, Android TV.
Nice.
And I want to give the people at RBN first shot at creating video content for a channel that'll be in front of hundreds of millions of people all over the world, for that matter. Because of the unique nature of what we talk about, it's going to get way more volume than the average channel. But seriously, let them know, because we're looking for content providers, and we really want RBN has been faithful to me for 15 years now. I've been on them different radio shows over the years, and they've always been freedom seekers. So I really want to give them an opportunity to get a TV base, and they can even call it an RBN or what have you, a program right on our channel. So we're open and flexible, but let them know if you would, please. But back to the nature of what we're discussing, the important thing for Americans to realize is that there really is a corporation that is called the United States, and there really is a trust indenture known as the true government that is called the United States of America. The trust indenture gave a corporation called the United States specific rights to enforce and be restrained by the Constitution and to enforce the Bill of Rights. What ultimately ended up happening is, instead of a few people working for the corporation to ensure our God-given unalienable rights, they bankrupted the corporation, and then they took the people into the corporation to make them the collateral and the surety. And now, listen, this is going to sound freaky to a lot of people, but what I'm about to say I can prove. They're bankrupting the corporation and liquidating the assets. And we'll talk about that on the flip side.
I'd see that we should never be afraid to die. are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Undivided.
Yup.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. We've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love.
We got to be undivided from the truth, and we were on the topic of bankrupting the corporation and liquidating the assets, and we need to get this situation taken care of before they transfer the assets. Are the Indians getting back any of the assets that were transferred? Nope. And you won't either. We need to arrest these George Soros, Fauci, all these people that did this. We need to expose and overturn, and we need to stop contributing the fruit of our labor to pay for our own destruction. So, Kelby, with that, if you would please fill us in on the bankrupting of the corporations, the corporation, and the liquidating of the assets.
Yeah, just think about what I'm saying for a sec. I mean, this isn't to offend anybody, but corporations are corporations, and they have assets, they have a board of directors, they have a president. In our corporation, known as the United States Corporation, they call the president the chief executive officer. There's a board of directors. Did you know about that? Did you know that there's stockholders? Did you know that there's bondholders? Did you know that there's that you as a United States citizen and then as an employee are the stockholder? And then when the corporation went bankrupt, you became the liability and you became the person that was the debtor. And the banks were the creditors. Basically, the Federal Reserve Bank got a contract in 1913 to print money, and for doing that, for doing basically nothing, they earn an interest premium minimum and on all, every dollar that was sold. And that interest premium minimum is higher than all the taxes collected every year. So we're never going to get out of debt. It was a bad decision then. It's a bad decision now. And you're personally, you, as a U.S. citizen, are the surety and the collateral. And now they're liquidating the assets. Washington, D.C. is closed. They're liquidating the assets and they're transferring the, and this is going to sound crazy, but they flat out are telling you what they're doing. They've created a death drug. They forced the CDC, as if the CDC, a private corporation that is making money on the vaccines, listen to me, that is making money on the vaccines, right on the CDC website. Fauci, making money on the vaccines, right on all of his patents. Those are not hypotheticals. You can fact check the crap out of that, and I'll fact check you back and show you the fact check truth. The fact check truth is what I just said is what is, all right? They are making money. Now, worse than that, that CDC, these people are telling doctors what they can give for drugs. Oh, and rewarding them financial contributions for the first time ever to nose swab you, to put you on a ventilator, to give you remdesivir. Remdesivir, 50% of all the people that get on remdesivir in the study done before, which is linked right on the CDC website, all die.
Yep.
Why would these companies want to kill you outside of a satanic ritual need? It's because you're worth more dead. The birth bonds are liquidated. The money goes through the Treasury out the Fed Reserve window to the IMF, the ultimate creditor. Guys, they are trying to liquidate the people. You think that's a joke? I don't care. It's what is happening. You're going to see long-term effects just from this first 150, 200 million rounds of injections in this nation. Long-term death effects. They are going to make more money on what they did in the last year and a half, 2 years. They're going to make money for the next whatever to come. And they're basically trying to take, and look at it, it's called the Great Reset. They tell you what it is. They met in 2020. They created a nice little name for this Davos meeting. They met in Davos, and they created a nice little name called the Great Reset. And now they're playing it out into fruition. Okay, what is this Great Reset? Liquidate the United States, right on the Great Reset website. Liquidate the United States. This is the facts of what the world power structure is. But guess what God gives us? Come out of her, my people. What does that mean? Well, quit the corporation. We help you guys do that. And we do it right. And they leave you alone. Does that mean you don't have to stand up ever? Of course you do. But does that mean they have jurisdiction over you? Not one bit. All those people that got on those trains, jurisdiction 101, why they gave into it, why they put Stars of David on or whatever you want to believe. And then what, they stood in lines 5,000 people at a time with only four soldiers with guns watching them. Are you serious? You're not putting me in a yeah. train with no food, no water, no clothes, going I don't know where. Are you kidding me? Unlawful orders. I loved what you said, Lauren. An unlawful order is an unlawful order. A mandate is not a lawful order, which means you biblically, you Christians, you do not have to follow an unlawful order or edict. And by the way, for you Christians that want to know what Romans 13 really is about, obedience to your government, guess what? In the United States of America, we're self-governed, which means we, the people, are the government. And the only law that we should obey is God's law. The United States Corporation was put into existence to serve our capacity as self-governed people, which means Romans 13 does not apply to us.
Go ahead. I was going to say what he said, and render to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. Well, what is Caesar's? You see, you're the ones making the contracts and then giving the fruit of your labor as a slave to this government. You don't have to, but you choose to by your ignorance. And so this is the, it should encourage you to know the power that you have, the benefit that you get, and the fact that you're obeying God. And for me, I don't care. The God part comes first. The rest, whatever, take it or leave it. I'll fight what I have to fight. I don't care. Because I'm not going to go and, you know, we come into this world by ourselves. We leave by ourselves. You're judged by yourself. Am I really going to sit? Well, everybody else was doing it. I mean, I just can't imagine what people think they're going to say, why they went along with this. And when you were talking about the liquidation of the people, again, they liquidated the Jews in camps, 5,000 standing in a line with four soldiers. Look at these COVID shot people. I mean, spending your money, driving long distances, taking your kids. I mean, this is worse than Nazi Germany. And Nazi Germany wasn't trying to kill what they called their good German citizens. I mean, they were killing anybody that didn't go along. They're killing the good Americans, folks. They're killing the constructive people, the upright people, the people that can think. That's who they're killing, the people with the memory of how to do things. The knowledge sink, that's going. And then, and they're getting paid on the other end. I'm so glad you brought that up, the birth bonds, and the fact that they're making a fortune killing you. It's kind of like Walmart hiring employees, then getting insurance on them, and the insurance pays Walmart, not the family. All those old greeters. And so right. My point is we volunteer our part of the participation.
We do.
And if you don't want to participate, you don't have to, and you don't have to worry about it. Far as being threatened, and even if you are, I'm going to tell you, there's carjackers, there's bad people in the world, but you don't not do right because, well, maybe some bad guy doing something bad. That's not how you make your decision. Well, if you are a godly person, if you're a godly man or woman, you make your decision based on what God says do and don't do, on a simple Ten Commandments. And even if you don't want, fine, if you're not a Christian, I get it, but do we want to have people stealing from us? Do we want to have people murdering us and coveting what we have and lying, bearing false witness against us? That's what I'm talking about. Upright, constructive behavior is just that. That's what built this country. Not saying that there's not slavery and bad things that happened. I'm saying if you didn't have labor, effort, generating real piles of wealth, it wouldn't be here. And now we've degenerated to a population of people that want to sit and watch Netflix, get our free money from the government, and line up to take shots to kill us and put our kids in there too. So my point again is everybody's not going to make it through this. The people that take action, the personal power and action that you can take in your life to make things better, that's the only thing that's going to save you and yours. And you cannot take the action if you don't want to. But when this all burns, when this America, and we deserve it. I mean, we're cutting up babies and selling them for parts. I'm not saying we don't deserve it. What I'm saying is some people are going to make it through and some aren't. The people that are going to make it through are the ones that understand how to talk to these people. The police only harass those who are available to harass. When you show your paperwork, they just move on. You are not a party that they can make money off of. And they're perfectly fine with it. This is what I'm trying to get people to understand. You would be a leader as well as protecting your own self and family from the corruption that they exercise on their chattel property, on their corporate citizens. And they have a right to do it. 14th Amendment, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the state wherein they're of the United States and the state wherein they reside. You're volunteering to do it. What Kelby is suggesting is that you volunteer out of it, that you clarify your status. keep the fruit of your labor. You're going to need it. All the money that you don't have to pay in taxes, your employer gives you all of your paycheck. You're going to need that money. So, anyway, what else did you think was important to talk about today, Kelby? Kelby? Hello? Not sure what happened. Oh, okay, yeah, he might have got disconnected. But in any case, for people, I'm just going to remind you again. Okay, so let's just keep going. I'll just go till, you know, till he either shows back up. But the gist of it is, folks, you have a lot of power. Kelby Smith is willing to help you get started, get motivated. $49 a month. If you can buy coffee and you can afford cable TV, you should be given, you know, $10 a month at least to Republic Broadcasting for all the fabulous programming. And, you know, pitch in, start getting yourself separated from this system, be a leader, show people how to live as a free man. Because if we don't do it, I don't know who we think is going to do it. And if we don't do it soon, they are liquidating the assets of this country. How do you get back what they shipped out? It's like when they transshipped all the gold in the 30s, 36, I think, when they the Federal Reserve came in. Well, how do you get that back? And the answer is you don't. We can't keep waiting for them to hurt us and then respond to the hurt. We need to take action and stop them from hurting us in the first place. Don't volunteer for shots. Don't volunteer to give them the fruit of your labor. Don't volunteer to let them have access to your children and then complain at a school board meeting because your daughter was raped in the bathroom by a boy in a dress or because your four-year-old was taught how to have, you know, sodomite sex with pictures in the book. Okay, so what I'm saying is we need to stop responding to the damage and start taking intelligent moves and controlling our situation. But Kelby, sorry, we got disconnected. Go on. And anything else you want to say before we come to an end? I'm not sure.
You know what? The people out there that are having success or at any of these mandates, at any of these things, they're just saying no, guys. They're just saying no. These are questions. Please pay us this $10,000 fine. No. Please obey this unlawful. You must have a jab in order to fly. No, I don't need to have a jab in order to fly. But if you're going to fly publicly on an aircraft that has a certain requirement, guess what, guys? These aircrafts, they're not following any of the FDA guidelines. As a matter of fact, there's a famous attorney out there, this blonde lady speaking at all the events. I forget her name offhand, but she's actually going to come on with me, and we're going to talk about jurisdiction. I'm going to basically teach her, school her on something extremely important for all of America to start considering. And when it finally clicks and people finally realize that jurisdiction 101, if I don't work for the corporation, I don't have to adhere to their policies or procedures. I don't have to do anything because they're a mere corporation. And the Supreme Court says that a corporation cannot do business with a living man, but a living man can hold an office of the artificial person, which is the birth certificate. It's the citizen. Your birth certificate, 32-pound watermark banknote paper, is the United States citizen. It is a corporation. It's called a Ciscote V Trust. If you don't know this, you're holding that office, which means you're the trustee, liably, and collateral. And the Bible says you are not to be collateral or surety for anything or anyone. And that's why when you come out, God says, Revelation 18:4, what happens? You don't partake in the plagues. And you know what we're seeing right now with these vaccines? A plague. We're seeing a plague-like effect coming across the land. It's creepy how they are working this. It's creepy how this thing's happening. But God, total control, knew this beforehand, knew that the vaccines were going to have some markers on it to make you not want to serve God, knew that it was going to take away your desire completely to be a zealot for God, knew that, I mean, all these things. And so this is what we're dealing with. But know this, on the CDC website, the definition of a vaccine, go look it up. because it does not mean only those three companies. It could be hydroxychloroquine, a Z-Pack, and zinc, and vitamin D, and whatever else Lauren wants to give you, because that's the definition of a vaccine. And they know it, and they are just saying, oh, but we have the best one. So why don't you just go get your own vaccine card, put on there what you did, have a doctor sign off on it, and there's your vaccine exemption card, if you so choose.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bother with that. I'm more for just saying no, thank you, and I'm polite.
Right, and right.
Yeah, you know, the Bible said stand, occupy until I return, stand in truth. And that's really mm-hmm. all we have to do. We're just so elegant and beautiful as a people when we operate that way. But they've just got us as a bunch of disheveled, dirty, groveling, you know, they stole your presidency, put a crazy pervert in there, mumbling Joe, resident Biden, and everybody just sits and keeps, you know, jumping and twitching and doing what they say. Our problem is a mental problem in ourselves. We don't respect ourselves anymore. If you don't respect yourself, you can't respect anyone else. And we don't respect ourselves, because if we respected ourselves, we would never let them put tranny story time in our schools, or Heather has two mommies, or the little boy shaking his butt in a dress on 7 o'clock morning TV, or all the things that we're doing. We are not good as a people. Our fruit can't be good. When we decide to be good again, what did Alexis de Tocqueville, America is great because America is good. When America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. Well, we can be great again, but it's going to require that we be good again. And to be good, we must have knowledge. Know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Set yourself apart. Clarify your relationship to this corporate entity. It's such a pleasure. I'm leaving out the fun of living as a free man. How good it feels. I'm never frustrated about, well, they said they're going to do this to me, or I'm so scared of that, or I have to change my behavior based on what somebody else says. Those thoughts never cross my mind. This whole COVID thing's been going on a couple years. Nothing in my life changed. Never put on a mask. Well, one time when I had to take a kid to get wisdom teeth out. But, you know, it's the pleasure of living when you're in control of your life, not being fearful all the time, because that's how people, if you notice the people who wear the masks, they're scared. They're and I'm not saying that this bug does not give you reason to be afraid. It's a manufactured bug that will kill you in the right circumstances. So it's serious. But the question is, why don't we have the gonads to go after the people that did it? We have the contracts. We know they did it. We need to get in there to these congressmen, to these senators, with the evidence to your local prosecutors, to your attorney generals of your state. Get in there showing them the documentation, because once they see it and they don't act on it, now they're complicit. The hope is that, you know, they'll have sold everything off and wrecked our country by the time we figure it all out. Or you'll be dying from the shot, and sue if you want, but you're going to be dead in 3 years, so who cares? That's their attitude about it. And right. So when I'm telling you that us Republicans, us conservatives, us nationalists, us patriots, us people who separate ourselves and take control of our full existence again, we are the people who can stop this. We are the people who can show the way by putting the information in front of them, just like this information. When the CPS guy came to harass me about my children, I put the information in front of him. You know what I got? I got a letter in 2 weeks that said, "We find no problem with you, lady. I'll bet you don't." And it's the same thing with this. We don't have to keep giving George Soros the opportunity to invade our country, the United Nations taking the COVID money to pay to import these people in. We need to cut that money off. We need to show up at these offices with the documentation of what has happened from the top doctors, Dr. Zelenko, Dr. McCullough, and then from that point, and just put our foot down about it. I mean, I'm not for taxes, period. The taxes that we were supposed to have in this country were excise taxes. You're supposed to pay to bring stuff in, and that was the tax structure. Not stealing the fruit of men's labor for, you know, through what, June or July? What are we up to now? How much money did they take before you finally paid your fair share?
Right.
So I'm about the power in this. I really want people to understand their power and decide to pick it up and wield it. Because if you don't, think about Indian tribes every time you think. Think about a dinger every 10 seconds. Ding, ding, every 10 seconds, because that's how many illegals are crossing the border, one every 10 seconds. Ding, ding, and you're working two and three jobs, and your sons and daughters got to work two and three jobs. Ding, ding, to pay them to come in here and take everything you've got. So this is your opportunity. $49 a month. Get started doing something. If you don't want to do it with Kelby, fine. Like I said, educate yourself. If you don't want to do that, fine. Take some information to your attorney general, to your congressman, to your senator, to your state representatives, to your local prosecutors. Hey, this is ongoing murder. Here's the documentation of the top doctors in the country. Dr. Michael Yaden, head of Pfizer and research for Pfizer, ex-vice president. Okay, these are not small people. These are not people they can ignore. Many hands makes light work. If we could just shine the light on what they're doing. I'm telling you, I still am for liquidating the assets of all these corporations that think that they own stuff in our country. And then, and while they're selling it right now, they can, you know, that's why it's important to stop this liquidation. Because once things transfer their titles, then you have that whole fight. Stop letting them liquidate right now. Clear that this is odious debt. The Federal Reserve, it's all a scam. It's all a fraud. Odious debt. Cancel that whole debt. And I believe there was a contract at the beginning when they took over. It's like you paid $100 million or something like that, and you could end the contract. But the whole contract's fraudulent anyway. So why do we keep going along with it and participating with criminals, with thieves, with liars? We need to stop that. So this is a great way to start the stopping of that. Get yourself free. Get control. Be the fiduciary and the king in your own life. And then spread that word. Take the information out. How much money do you think, at what, 25 to 35% of what you're saving, they withhold your money, and now you have to face scan and finger scan and all that with a private corporation, with a ID.me. They're going to be the only way. It's a private corporation. So once again, you got to, you know, open yourself up to private corporations to give them your personal stuff, all to get the money back that shouldn't have been taken from you in the first place. How about just keep your money and think about what you could spend in your life with 25% more money? How much food could you buy to prep up? How much school could you pay for a private school for your children so they're not in the zoo that they, you know, how much of your private health care where you buy your natural vitamins and herbs and health things so you don't get sick? Because this is the alternative. It's just a matter of how you arrange to spend the resources that you generate with your time and your energy. So we're coming up on the end of the show, Kelby. Why don't you wrap it up for us?
Yeah, just everybody listen. This is we give you the whole broad spectrum at His Advocates to be able to do commerce, convert your business into something private so that anybody can come through your door without you having to worry about them having a vaccine card, or you having to worry about being shut down, or you having to worry about commerce, or you having to worry about all that. You can have bank accounts. You can have all the same stuff. You can live your life as a state citizen in the private now. It's called Quit the Corporation. We call it the Living in the Private program. We have a ministry. Again, you can start it for as low as $49 a month. It helps you get your passport. It helps you realize that this thing is real. We help people move from the public to the private. We're making Americans American again. We just want to find out who has enough nernies to be an American once again and stand up like they did in the founders' days. And they said no to the king, and they made a declaration, and they were willing to fight for their lives and their freedom.
Amen. There it is. We'll see you next week, folks. Going to hell. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Going to jail. Oh, yeah. We didn't think like that. Yeah, why we got to be all white and all black.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.